Every 15 minutes, a poacher kills an elephant for its ivory tusks. That's according to the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And the United States is one of the world's largest ivory markets. So the Washington State Legislature is considering a bill that would ban all sales of elephant tusks and rhino horns in the state. Representative Eric Pettigrew is a Democrat representing South Seattle and Renton. He's co-sponsoring the bill in the state house.
It's our contribution to narrowing that market, taking one state at a time and reducing the states that it is easier for those folks to move ivory.
University of Washington biology professor Samuel Wasser supports the bill. His lab uses elephant DNA to pinpoint where large ivory poaching operations happen in Africa, so law enforcement can target the right areas. Professor Wasser told Marcy Silman, ivory poaching is the main reason there are so few elephants left in Africa.
Right now, there are about 50,000 elephants a year being killed for ivory, and there's only about 450,000 left in Africa. So it's very important to curb demand, but it's much more important to stop the killing, because elephants are not just this beautiful, majestic species. They're what we call a keystone species. They're the biggest land mammal, and they do a tremendous amount of manipulation to the environment. So by losing so many elephants, we are actually causing irreversible damage to our environment. So not only does it create ecological problems, it creates problems for national security, because sometimes terrorists are poaching ivory to get money to buy weapons. It creates economic problems for these nations. So there's just a broad array of problems and a lot of reasons to conserve the elephants. But, you know, when you get a seizure of ivory, that's a great thing, but the elephants are already dead. We're trying to really preempt that so that we can target them.
And you can tell location why. How is that possible?
Because populations separate by space and time and genetically. So they're always mutating. And the farther apart populations are, the less opportunity there is for genetic mixing between those populations. So they become distinct. And we are able to take advantage of that by through our DNA map and the unique genotypes of the ivory.
I'm talking with University of Washington Professor Samuel Wasser, and as you mentioned, when you get the ivory, the elephants are dead already. So how does pinpointing the source of the DNA help prevent further poaching?
Well, we are dealing, again, with large ivory seizures, and what we do is my work actually focuses on identifying the major hotspots of poaching in Africa, and we've actually been able to show that since 2006, the vast majority of poaching for these large seizures come from just two places in Africa. Now, that is really a big finding, because what it does is it suggests that we can focus law enforcement on those two areas and eliminate a very large part of this illegal trade.
So there are two general areas that you've pinpointed, which are really the locations where a lot of this poaching is taking place. Can you give me some idea where in Africa this is?
Yes. So first of all, it's important to know that there are two different subspecies of elephants in Africa. There's forest elephants and savanna elephants. They're about as genetically different as the lion and the tiger. And the major part of the poaching of the forest elephants is currently in a place called the Tridom area of Central Africa. It's in the northeast part of Gabon and northwest part of Congo Brazzaville, and it touches on Cameroon and CAR. But the biggest poaching by far is of savanna elephants in southern Tanzania, and it is staggering how much ivory is coming out of that area.
So we are talking because the Washington State Legislature is debating a bill that would make it illegal to trade in elephant and rhino tusks. How does a piece of legislation here in Washington State affect this poaching problem and the worldwide ivory trade?
Well, while it's important and vital to stop the killing, we also need to stop demand for ivory. And what this legislation does, and it's one way that citizens can actually do something, it says that it's illegal to buy ivory, most types of ivory in Washington state. And that is very, very critical to not only stop the flow of ivory here. Washington's a very important port. We don't know how much ivory comes through here, but it's an extremely important port connecting to Asia. So likely it is important. And having steps in place to stop that trade is critical.
What other things can either a state government like Washington State or the country or municipal or county governments do to combat this problem?
Well, we can let our legislators know both in the state and federal level of the importance of focusing on this trade and that we as citizens think this is inappropriate and horrific. And I think that is very critical. One of the first steps we can take is say that we as a state feel strongly enough that we think we should shut this trade down. Currently, the laws, there are international laws, there are federal laws, and even still, Washington State can still allow the sale of ivory. So we need to make sure that because most of those international and federal laws are really dealing with movement of ivory across borders, either international borders or across state borders. But once it's in a state, then it's really up to the state to do something about it. So we need to have important laws and effective laws in place to stop this trade. And it's very important that people understand what they are doing when they are buying ivory and how they are contributing to this overall problem. It's so hard for the average citizen to appreciate this. And this kind of legislation helps open people's eyes.
Professor Samuel Wasser works in the biology department at the University of Washington. He directs the Center for Conservation Biology. He spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman. The House bill banning the sale of ivory in Washington State is being debated in Olympia today.